With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 70 million people in the United States are under extreme heat alerts as the heat wave moves eastward. The Mid-Atlantic and New England are likely to see highs in the 90s as the week progresses. Excessive humidity will make it feel even more oppressive. Much of the Midwest and Northeast are under heat warnings or watches, while much of the U.S. swelters late season snow was forecast for the Northern Rockies. Kenichi Haskett, Section Chief, Los Angeles County Fire Department, says the Post Fire has burned more than 14,000 acres as of Sunday night and is 8% contained.
8% is a significant increase, which is good for us under the conditions we had yesterday. Near the fire, when we're experiencing those strong winds out of the north-northwest, right now I'm at like eye level, and outside the winds are already blowing 10 miles an hour.
Meanwhile, in Northern California, a wildfire sparked Sunday near Lake Sonoma is 20% contained after charring nearly 2 square miles. Also at SRNNews.com, at a roundtable discussion in Detroit, former President Donald Trump says the black community thrived while he was in office.
We've done more for, and I say this, I say it proudly, more for the black population than any president since Abraham Lincoln. That's a big statement.
The former president is blaming illegal immigrants for stealing jobs and government resources as he courts separate groups of black voters and hardcore conservatives in battleground Michigan. The former president hosted a Saturday roundtable discussion at an African-American church in Detroit and delivered an evening address at Turning Point Action. On Wall Street, the Dow had 217 points, as is the NASDAQ up 217. This is SRN News. San Francisco declares itself a sanctuary city for transgender people.
It's not clear why such individuals need a sanctuary city. They are free to go where they want and do what they want, just like every other American. But the city is now officially, quote, a sanctuary for transgender, non-gender-conforming, non-binary, and two-spirit people. One city councilman says he hopes the resolution, which has no particular force of law, will encourage young people from other parts of the country to come to San Fran for sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge rejected an argument that lawmakers intended to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state when they passed an abortion ban. Judge Jason Singheiser issued the ruling in a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion. Americans United for Separation of Church and State represented the various religious leaders. This is SRN News. Prices are on the rise for a popular source of vitamin D.
Orange juice prices have always been volatile and highly dependent on the weather, but the record high prices the world is seeing for OJ right now may be on the table for a while. An invasive pest that's been killing Florida's orange trees since 2005 is also spreading in Brazil, the world's largest orange juice exporter. Extreme weather is another factor. This year's orange harvest in Brazil is likely to be the worst in 36 years due to flooding and drought. A 12-ounce can of frozen orange juice concentrate costs 42% more in April than a year earlier. Ron Taylor reporting.
The University of Utah Drug Information Service says total active drug shortages hit an all-time high of 323 earlier this year. That's up 85% from a 10-year low of 174 at the end of 2017. More details at SRNNews.com.